Ralphie Radio Show. It is Friday. Recap of the week that was. Events editor Juliet Eason checking in right now to the RRS. And Jennifer Lopez has been making news lately for her partying ways, for the fact that she just picked up a nice little pad in the Hamptons. And I guess she's able to do that when she's making millions and millions of dollars, even after divorcing Mark Anthony. Right, Juliet?
Right. She doesn't have to run her decisions by anyone now that she's a single lady. Mm-hmm. She knows she's a hot commodity. She knows everyone wants to date her. And having her at any event is going to bring you a ton of press because everybody wants to know what she's up to. So she's basically killing it in every single field. She's become a spokesperson for Fiat. She's also inked deals with Gucci, Gillette, and L'Oreal, and Kohl's. Obviously, she got a huge payday on American Idol. Mm-hmm. They're saying she got $20 million for signing on to a second season.
At what point are we oversaturated with J-Lo, though? Because I remember I just being on Twitter casually, seeing some people after they saw the first Fiat commercial, they're like, really? J-Lo's hawking this now as well?
It's a very good point. I think she has a good enough team that hopefully they will rein her back in when it starts to get to that level of, you know, let's say the Kardashians.
Right.
But the truth is, you know what, even if she doesn't book another deal for the next 50 years, she's set.
Speaking of the Kardashians, how are Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries doing?
Actually, this is quite an interesting story because, as you know, they got married not too long ago. Mm-hmm. And they do seem like they're very much in love. But at the same time, Chris is sort of abandoning Kim already. He ditched her to go clubbing with Scott. They even went all the way up to Canada to host a party together. And he's been seen partying up with other women while she's sort of hard at work on all of her many ventures. Mm-hmm. But she's kind of like, you know, we just got married. The only reason why you're getting any of these gigs is because of me. Why don't you hang out with me a little bit more?
Right. And he's like, nah, I'm going to go chill with the boys and have a little fun. Live up my newfound fame.
Exactly. I don't think Scott Disick, however, is the best influence because a lot of the Kardashian family doesn't really like him much. So if he's going to align himself with anyone in that family, why not go for Lamar? They're both basketball players. And he's a sweetheart and everybody likes him.
Meanwhile, I'm sure Scott was trying to vie for Chris's attention even more so than Lamar just because Scott doesn't really have anyone in his corner. So now he's got to feel great that he's got a boy in the clan.
Exactly. So he's got to try to get himself back into the good graces,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right? That's funny. Well, hey, read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliet Eason. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.